Okay, let's get going with Peya Dav Mem Gimel, and we are in Parak Gadish, the fifth parak of Maseches Peya, and we will start with Mem Beis Amabeis by the two dots. Again, this Maseches Shiurim are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So the Mishnah had said at the beginning of the Parak Gadish, on Mem Aleph Amid Beis, that there is a knas that is put if somebody has their Gadish on top of Leket, and there is a mixture, even if it wasn't his fault, we said, if it was, even if it was Shogeg, even if it was any type of Maisa Adam, but if it was the wind, so then we do not employ the Knas, but we say, whatever the field should, we try to estimate how much leket the field would produce, the average field, so that, and that's what we give to the Niyam. But there was a Machlokes Tanoim here, between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Tanakama says we go by this specific field. Kama leket hi reuya la'asos v'nosein la'aniyim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. We give the aniyim kidei nefila. Kidei nefila means we translated it as the average amount that this field would produce. Again, not the field produces, how much the average farmer would drop and then have to give that amount to the ani. So what do the words kidei nefila mean? How much is that? How much is kidei nefila? So the Gemara discusses kidei nefila. Now we're on mem beis mabeis. Reb Zeira, Reb Yevo, B'shem Reb Yochanan, arba'as kavin lakur. Four kav to every kur. Four kav is a volume amount, so that's as much as one has to give. Whenever these volume gemaras come up, there is a little way that it's figured out by, I don't know where this the origin of this is, the for kur, eifa, sa'ah, kav, lug, and beitza, right? So if you write those, that Rashi tables out, kaskalov, and you put, right, kaf, aleph, samach, Kuf Lamed Beis, it works better on a blackboard or a chalkboard, whatever it is. So Kaskalov, and you write under it, Yagodu, Yud Gimel Vav Dalad Vav. That's a way to figure out how much is each one in ratio to the next one. So for example, Kaf and Aleph, there's a Yud in between the Kaf and the Aleph, so there are 10 Eifa to a Kur. There are 3 Sa'ah to an Eifa. It's a way that some of the Bafar should figure it out. Lamaisa, a Kav is the volume of 4 eggs, 4 Kav is the size of 24 eggs, and then to do the math, 100 Kav to a Kur, a Leket is about 145th of the field. That's about as much kidei nefila. That's what the Gemara is saying. Arba kavim lakur, 145th to a 4 kavim to a kur, which is about 145th of the field. Okay, a little math. Rabbi Zeira boy kumi Rabbi Yevo. Rabbi Zeira wondered in front of Rabbi Yevo, what exactly does that mean? Is it 4 kav to arba's kavim lakur or labeis kur? Is it 4 kav to the produce, what comes out, the crop, or is it 4 kav to the base core, to the original seeding, because not every seed takes. So what does it go by? Does it go by 145th, so to speak, of the out, what comes out, or 145th of what goes in? So Amar Leh the base core, Rabbi Yevo says, it goes to the seeds, what went in. So the Gemara says, but 1 second, we have the exact same phrase in a Mishnah elsewhere, and Rabbi Yevo understood it in the opposite way. And then we just pointed out there's no answer given in the Girsa in the way that we're going to understand the Taman Taninan. We learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Bava Metzia. Mara Fold and others, where I quote this Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Hei. The Mishnah there, that Perek is about Kablonis and Chakiris, about sharecropping. And the Mishnah discusses there, what if you have a sharecropper that realizes that even if he puts a sharecropper, let's say he'll get a percentage of the yield, but he realizes that it's not going to be such a great year, and the yield's not going to be so great, and it's not worth it. It's not worth it for me to put in all this work, and I'm just going to pay you for the rights of, I'm not even going to work the field. I'm just going to pay you for whatever I had to pay, but I'm not going to work the field. Is he allowed to do that? Is the sharecropper allowed to just, you know, if because it's such a low yield, not put in the time? So the Mishnah there says, right, our Gemara only quotes the second sheet of the Mishnah. The first sheet of the Mishnah, I'll read it. Hamakabel sada mechaveira velo asta. If somebody is sharecropping from their friend, velo asta, and it's not producing. Is he allowed to quit? Right, Rashi there says, Tfua, lo asta tfua ela ma'at, ubalo ha'aris limnoa milahis asek ba'od, and the aris wants to not work there, she'ein ba'od k'dei tircha, it's not worth his tircha, so the Tanakhama there says, im yesh ba'ko k'dei la'amid kri, chayiv l'tapo ba. If you're able to, if it's able to make a big pile of grain, right, and that's, you know, that's, it can produce that, and you can even stick a pitchfork into it, so then that's, that, you gotta work, because that's already enough that it produces. So then, im yesh ba k'dei la'harid ba kri, chayiv l'tapo ba. Right, and that's what, the Tanakhama says. So then, now we come to our Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma kisva kri? What kind of shear is that? If it can make a big pile of tefuah. What if you have a huge field and a tiny field? It all goes by if you can make a pile? Right, how could that be such an objective standard that it goes by any size of the field? You can use the same pile. That doesn't seem to be a fair. So rather, Rabbi Yehuda says, you go by Ella im yesh bo kedei nefila. Same phrase as ours. Kedei nefila, you know, if it has a certain amount, that would make it worthwhile. So what does kedei nefila mean? So again, Rabbi Yavoh. Remember, they started off today was Reb Zera asked Rabbi Yavoh. So now we have Rabbi Yavoh giving him shot of this Mishnah. Am Rabbi Yavoh, benofa ba kedei lezara, when it produces enough in order to allow the farmer to then take seeds from that crop and plant for the following year. If it gives you enough seeds to, from this crop to be able to take some of those seeds from the crop that was produced and plant for the following year, so then that the aris is not allowed to not work and he has to continue the to work in the field. But one second, so that's about the crop. That's not about the seeds. We said, Rabbi Yavo started off, right, what did we just say, the last few lines of the previous Amud, what is kedei nefila mean? In our Mishnah, base kor, that means you go by how much was put in, how much was planted, the seeds. That's how much leket, you determine the leket by how much was planted. And now we're interpreting the same phrase in a Mishnah in Bava Metzia as the opposite. You go by what the produce was. The kohu amar hachin, and here he said this, here he said a different pshat. So the Gemara leaves it. That Rabbi Yavoh gave different pshatim to the same phrase in the two Mishnahs, in Peah and in Bava Metzia. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, the pasha pshat of the following Mishnah is that all of a sudden we're switching to shichacha for a little bit, which we haven't done yet. Right? We switched to leket 2 days ago. Right? The first part of the Masechta was all about Peah. Now the leket, the gleanings that fall as a farmer harvests, or grabs it, it falls out of his hand, it falls out of the cutting instrument, and then shichacha is going to be, we're going to get into all the details of Hashem later in the Masechta, about if I forgot certain bundles, if I forgot, there's going to be even shichachas kama, as we'll see, if I forgot to even harvest and cut, and it's still attached. The Rambam understands this as leket, this Mishnah, because that's the context of what these Mishnayos are. We're in the middle of leket. Why would we be talking about shichacha? But the Pasha Pshat, the Rash, and other Rishonim say that we're talking about shichacha. If you look in the Chaim Kanievsky, just on the page, Hach mas disan mayri me'inyin shichacha. Right, if we're talking about shichacha here, shim shachach shiolos echad bashura, if you forget one stalk and you didn't cut it. So let's see what the Mishnah says. Shibola shebekatzir, I have one stalk that's still attached. Verosha magia lakama, I did a whole row, I did a whole area, and I'm about to go to the next area, and I see this one stalk that I must have missed, that's still standing. So is that called shichacha yet? Is that, am I allowed to go back to that? The mitzvah of shichacha is, right, one of the unique mitzvahs in that it can only be performed by forgetting. That's the name shichacha. If I forgot, if I didn't notice, right, the Medrash, I think the Medrash in the Sifri says by shichacha, what an amazing concept, that even if you don't even realize you're doing a mitzvah, you're going to get credit for the mitzvah. Right, if you have a hole in your pocket, the Medrash says, and there's money that falls out of the pocket, then all of a sudden an ani finds the money, you're going to get credit for that. What an amazing concept. You don't even have to have kavana for that. So, that's shichacha. We'll have to talk about shichacha and the messages of shichacha when we get there. But the Shibola Shebekatzer. So, but shichacha can even be, it's still standing, and all of a sudden I look back and I'm like, oh, I didn't cut that stalk. Am I allowed to go back to get that? There's an Isser de Araisa, Lo Sasha Vakachta. You can't return and go back and take your shichacha. So, when is it called shichacha? Right? The first second I passed it, sometimes Not everything goes. So what the Mishnah says, well, can it still reach? If I bend over that stalk, could it still reach the part, the grains that I didn't cut yet? Verosha magia lakama. So that's the determining factor. So imnik sarasim akama, if when I cut my, well, I'm still, what I didn't cut yet, my the area, if I could do it in like one swoop, one swing of the kli, if I could cut that stalk with this stalk, imnik sarasim akama, hari lusha balabayas, that's not shechacha yet. That still belongs to the balabayas, and he's allowed to cut it. Vim lav hari shalaniyim. But if not, if it's not so close, it's all the way on the other side, it can't lean in and be cut with the stalks that I didn't cut yet. So then it's shechacha, and it goes to the aniyim. Why? Because then if it's not cuttable with one swing, then that would be called a returning to that area. It wouldn't be, I'm still there. And the issue is there's an isser of returning to an area that I've already left, that I've already cut. Lo sashuv lekachto is the language of the pasuk. So therefore, it has to be close enough that I would be able to cut it at once. That's part one of the Mishnah. Again, what this is doing here, the Mefarshim wonder, because now we're getting back to Leket. We're talking about Leket. But the Rambam, as I mentioned, the Rambam views this also as Leket and not Shechacha. The Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchos Matnas Niyam is all about Leket. I think we read this a couple of days ago. The Rambam said, Ezeo Leket, Hanofil Mitoch Amagal, Bashasa Ktira, O Nofil Mitoch Yado, Hayakotzer Bidabul Amagal, Hanofil Mitoch Yado, Eino Leket. We said if you're cutting without a sickle, we'll get to some of these halachas soon. But then the Rambam says, in Halacha Gimel, Dal Gimel, this is the context of Leket. Hayakotzer Vinisha Rashi Bolas Achas, Lo Nitzera, if one stalk is still standing there, Vinixar Kosvivo Seha, and all around it was cut, that's going to be on Amabez, Imayarosha Magiela Kama Shebetzida, if the head of it could reach the kama next to it. Viyacholalihi Katzer Makama, both of those conditions we'll see. It could be leaned over and you could cut it in one fell swoop. Harisha Balasada, the Balasada still owns it. Viyamlav Harisha Laniyam. So the Rambam has Leket Bikama. Right, the Rambam has the concept of Leket while it's still attached to the ground. Right, that's why the other Rishonim say, no, there's Shichacha Bekama. There's Shichacha if it's still standing and it wasn't cut yet. Leket Bekama? What's Leket? If it goes out of my hand after I cut it, after I grab it. Right, that's why most Rishonim, the Rosh and others, the Rosh, say that this Mishnah is about Shichacha and you gotta figure out what it's doing here. But the Rambam is most influenced by the context. No, the context of this Mishnah is for Leket, so the Rambam is Bechadish that there's Leket even Bekama. Good, we continue. Shibola shalekech in a sarve begadish. What if I have, right, I don't have what we had in the Mishnah that the whole pile went onto the leket, but somehow some leket got mixed into my pile. Right, some leket, maybe the wind took it. So I didn't do anything wrong. Right, there's some leket that got into my big pile. So I have to give it to the ani. I want to give it to the ani, but I don't know which stalk is the ani's. So I'll pick one up and give it to the ani. No, but that might not work because that's my stalk, and my stalk is Chayiv and Shubas and Maisers. And the stalk that I give to the Ani, I have to give him a stalk that's not Chayiv and Shubas and Maisers. So what do I do? How do I get him a stalk? So this is going to get into issues of Brera, right? If you pick one up, how do you transfer, is this like Kektish? You could just transfer the status? The problem is, as we're going to see, that the Leket isn't mine. But the Ani didn't get it yet. So I'm kind of stuck about what I'm supposed to do. So the Mishnah says something which is only going to be explained on tomorrow's daf. So let's just at least say what the Mishnah says. So the Tanakhama says, Ma'aser shibolas v'nozin lo. Your take-off, be ma'aser, one shibolas, take one stalk, take off chumas and maises from it, and give it to the ani. So we're going to see what the problem with that is. But again, the goal, we're going to have to try to give the ani something that he's not going to have to take off chumas and maises from. So we're going to have to take off chumas and maises on his behalf, but it's not his yet. So how do we do that? So again, that will be explained by the Shem on tomorrow's daf. But the Tanakhama says one thing. We'll have to explain what he means. And Rabbi Eliezer argues on what the Tanakhama said. Okay, we don't know what the Tanakhama said yet. That will be explained on tomorrow's daf, as Hashem. So Ba'asa Bishrol Svino Lo, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, V'chechan Yezeh Machla Davar Shloba Lershuso. How can the Balabayas do something for the Ani, and then the Ani is going to switch the status of his leket to another piece, a stalk, so Rabbi Elazar says, I don't agree with what the Tana Kama says, how he changes it. So Ella, what do you have to do? Says Rabbi Eliezer, Mizake es ha'ani b'chol agadish. You have to, the Balabayas has to be Mizake the ani, the entire gadish, make it all his. The Rambam's lashon here is Matana Manas Lahachzir. Right, you have to give it with a matan, amanas lahachzir, a gift on condition that it's going to be given back. But the ani has to own it. In order for me to take off tshuvas and ma'aseh for the ani, he has to own it. So Rabbi Elazar says, you give the ani the whole gadish, u'ma'aseh shibol asachas, v'nosei lo. You give him the whole gadish, he'll give it back to you, and then you will be able to take off ma'aseh for him. Again, we'll talk more about that machloket b'ad Hashem on tomorrow's daf. Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's a couple of sfeikos here in the Ma'adani Aretz. He discusses here what exactly is the case of one shiboles getting mixed in. He quotes some achronim. He quotes from the Galia Masechta, I think it is. He quotes from the Galia Masechta that he wonders, here it is. The gufa shiboles shapir batil. Is there a bittel, right, by a shiboles, by a stalk? Right, would you say bittel? So he quotes the Galia Masechta that really the whole thing is a chumra. The guf hashibolas shapir batel v'rak shibud hamaos kayam. There's just a shibud of money that you owe to the ani. And Rav Shlomo Zalman in Madani Aretz in Perek Dalet in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim wonders: Is there bittel there? The im kain, if there is bittel, yipot the gamidamim. Right, there's, it's a mamon she'en lo tovim. Right, it's an item that there's no specific ani that says you owe me, right? It belongs to the mamon ani, and that's called mamon she'ein lo tovim. There's no specific toveya that would come and claim it. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is not convinced that there would be bittel here. And one could also ask the question of, is there bittel in dini mamonis? There's a gemara at the end of Maseches Beitza which seems to say, no, where is bittel? Bittel's by Yisurim, by an Isser v'heter, right? Then there could be bittel. But if my property got mixed up with your property, so it all becomes your property? You say bittel there, and that's what's going on here. It's not just the iser v'heter, but it's monetary. It belongs to the ani, so it would be very difficult to suggest that that bittel is taking place. But so that's the machlokas tanoim. The Tanakama says you take some type of shiboles and you are maaser, and Rebellion says no, you have to give it all to the ani through matana amanas lahachzir. If you look in Rebbe Kiveger on Mishnayis here wonders. You have to give Rebbe Elazar, again, we don't know what the Tanna Kamma says yet, but Rebbe Elazar says, you have to give the whole gadish, be mizakeh, the whole thing to the ani, and then he'll give it back to you, and then you'll take off, right, all symbolically, you'll take off my sort of thing, and then give him the leket. Ask Rebbe Kiveger, why do you have to be mizakeh him the entire gadish? Be mizakeh him the leket, wherever it is, in this gadish, in this big pile of grain. Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger right here on the side of the Mishnah is v'yesh la'ayin d'mat sarach lazeh shemizakeh ha'ani b'chal ha'gadish b'derech matana manas l'hachzir ha'efshar l'takein b'pshuto sheyagbiya ha'ani kal ha'gadish. The ani will pick up the whole gadish, but with kavana only to have that stalk that really belongs to him. Liknos baze hashibolis leket shebesocho kal hecha de'isa v'tzarachiyun. As we give Eric Adonisian, why does the Balabais have to give him the whole thing? Just let him do a kinyan on the whole thing, but he'll only be kone the part that's important, the leket. And in that way, you don't have to give him the whole thing. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, and this is where you see a gadol with not only Shas on his fingertips, but all of Mishnah Torah on his fingertips. Right, Rabbi Kiva, he quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger. And he says, well, maybe this is like the Rambam about a Darshina Mesuyam. What Rambam about a Darshina Mesuyam? So if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Zechiyah Umatana, Paragimel Halacha Hey, says the Rambam, Kishem Shamocher Tzorach L'Sayim HaMemkar, just like if I'm selling you something, I have to specify what I'm selling you. Kimo Shebiarnu Kachanosein. So too, if I give you a Matana, I have to specify. Kach, Ketzan. If I write to you, I'm giving you some of my property. I'm giving you some of my property. I write that, I give you a shtar matana on some of my property. Says the Rambam, the kinyan does not work. because it wasn't specified. It wasn't misuyam what exactly you're giving. Right? I'm giving you some of my stuff. That doesn't work. And the guy can't even say, well, give me the minimum. Give me the cheapest piece. No, because he didn't specify. So the Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, well, maybe that's what's going on here. Why you can't give him the leket in that way. Pick up the whole gaddish and be kind of the leket. But it's not mesuyam. So maybe that's why it doesn't work. But then the Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, but wait a minute. Look, there's another Rambam. In Ilchas Mechira, Perach Chaf Aleph, Halacha Yutes. Again, there he has all these Rambams on his fingertips. Says the Rambam in Perach Chaf Aleph, Ilchas Mechira. But what if I'm a little specific? I don't say some of my stuff, some of my land. I say, Ha'omer Lachaveiro, Bayis Mi Beiti Ani Mocher Lacha. A house of my houses I'm selling you. Vishar Mi Shori Ani Mocher Lacha. An ox of my oxen. No sin lo hakatan shabahem. Then you give the smallest. So the minimum. So maybe that it should work. Maybe it should work here because, you know, that's, you know, this is a stalk of my stalks. Right? The leket here. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, so maybe that's where Rabbi Akiva Eiger is bothered by. Right? So we don't know what's her demashal. Like sometimes somebody goes over to, you know, a third grader and says, you know, what's pshat of this Yerushalmi? Third grader looks at him and says, I don't know. Then you go over to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and say, what's pshat of this Yerushalmi? He looks at it, he says, I don't know. But his I don't know is because there's 14 other Yerushalmis that contradict, and there's a medrash, and there's a stira with the tanoim. It's all the same, I don't know. So when Rav Kiva Eger on our Mishnah says, Sarach Iyun, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what's he bothered by? Just say, you know, you're Kona, the, he says, why can't you just be Kona the Leket? And he says, Sarach Iyun. So Rav Shlomo Zalman has these suggestions and rejections that might have all been in Rav Kiva Eger's head before he ended off by saying, Vitzarach Iyun. Right, that's, we just don't know how much was behind his Vitzarach Iyun. Okay, either way, another point on this line, the Rama mentions, Matana Amanas Lahachzir. Right, one should give it. That's what Rabbi Leza Shita is. One should be a matana amanas lahachzir. There's a huge discussion in the Rishonim. How do we view a matana amanas lahachzir? Right, is that an automatically returnable matana? Yes, it's true. The Gemara says, if I give you a matana amanas, you give it back to me. If you never give it back to me, then it was never yours in the first place. Right, but we paskin a matana amanas lahachzir shma matana. For the time that you have it, it is a good matana. But the question is, when you give it back to me, do you have to give it back to me with regular darkei kinyonim? It's fully yours, and now to get it back to me, you have to do the regular kinyonim. Nothing automatic here. It's not like it's yours for a certain amount of time, and then boom, it evaporates and it becomes mine again. So, or not. So the Rush in Sukkah says, no, you have to do a, why is this in Sukkah? Because that's what the Sukkah is about, giving the dalaminim to a katan on the first day. You shouldn't do that. You could give it to him, but he can't give it to you. But the Rush there says, you need full darkei kinyonim on the way back. Says the Rosh in Lulav HaGazel, Os Lamed, Vitzorach sheyitneyo lo b'matana gemura, al menas sheyachzir, v'achar sheyatzaba, after your friend is yotzei, tzorach lachzir v'litzno lo b'matana b'shas chazara. He has to give it back to you in full. Aval im amar lo yehem b'matana ad sheteitzibo, v'achar kach yeh sheli kibetchila. But if I say, it's yours for the day, and then it comes back to me, that's not a matana mas lachzir, that's nothing. That's not going to work for it to be lachem. It has to be fully yours, and then you have to do darkei kinyanim and give it back to me. If I just say it's yours for a day, that doesn't work. Dehavi kemo sha'ul. That would just be borrowed. That wouldn't be yours for the day. So that's the Rosh, and that's many Rishonim. And the Ksos in this sugya says, the Ksos says, I know the Rosh, but I don't like the Rosh, because misvara, I would say, and it's a ritva also, misvara, I would say, what is matana mas lahachzir? That means it's a matana for a certain amount of time. And then it automatically goes back to me. That's not sha'ul. Sha'ul means I'm not giving to you at all to own. It's mine, I'm letting you use it. But matana mas lahachzir, I'm giving it to you for a certain amount of time. The Kso says, I think that is a more mistaver pshat. And then he says, and Baruch Hashem, for years and years I thought this, and I wanted to find somebody who says this, and he found a Rabbeinu Avigdar in the Chubas Harash, in Klal Amenei Sifes, who says this, that Matana Mas Lahachzir is a Kinyan Lizman. We don't have time to read it now, but the Ksos goes through that in Simon Reish Mem Aleph. He compares it to a Kinyan Peros. Right, as a Kinyan Aguf and Kinyan Peros. You own it for a certain amount of time. That's not Shaul. Against the Rosh. So he says, just read you the Lashon. Ya'aloz libi shekivanti ladas harav kadmon. He was very happy that he found this shita. He calls it kinyan peros. Miu kinyan aguf l'sha'a mikri. It's a kinyan aguf l'sha'a. Ubahachi sagi l'chachtem l'chem yishalachem yishas l'kicha. Kaved rachmana shi'em yishalo v'ha ika. So again, that's big sugya how matana maslahachzer works in our Mishnah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So we're going to quote a Mishnah from later on in Maseches Peah, where the Mishnah says, Eza hi kama shi matzela ses hakama. The Mishnah says there that sometimes standing grain could save other standing grain from being shichacha. Right, the Bar Avoda says sometimes this is the language of the Yerushalmi that you quote a Mishnah later on that has to do with our Mishnah. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan kadat saninan. Where do you have standing grain that saves standing grain? Our Mishnah. Right, our Mishnah. You forgot one little, or you skipped one little stalk, as long as it's bendable and cuttable with what you didn't cut yet, so then that's not shichacha. Amar Reb Yosi, a couple of conditions now to understand our Mishnah. V'hushi yakatzir sobava. The stalk that was forgotten is only going to be shichacha if it is totally surrounded by already cut stalk. It's all by itself. It's not connected at all to what you didn't cut yet. And again, you have those two conditions. It's leanable. It could be, it's the tips of it touch the standing grain, and it's cuttable with the grain. But again, if it's not totally surrounded by already cut wheat or stalks, so then it is not going to be shechacha. What if the piece that you forgot, the stalk that you forgot, is cuttable with what's standing, but what's standing is not cuttable with it? What exactly does that mean? The one that you forgot has a very long stalk, and you could bend the whole thing to what hasn't been cut yet. But what hasn't been cut yet is very short. Right? You wouldn't be able to bend that to the other side. So that's still okay. That's nitzolus. It could still be saved with what's still standing. Shlomo Zalman wonders, you know, I don't fully understand that because, you know, if it's bendable one way and it's so that you should say, as long as, you know, the two could bend to each other and touch each other, that could be good enough. Why should it only have to go by one? Okay, so he discusses that. Hayu ashtayim apnimis yichola lihi katzer im hakama. What if you have two, yet you forgot two stalks? The middle one is bendable and cuttable with what you didn't cut yet. The further one is bendable and cuttable with the middle one, but the outer one, the further one, is not bendable and cuttable with the whole area that you didn't cut yet. Is that good enough? Again, you have an area that you didn't cut yet, and then you have one, and then you have one further away. So they each could touch each other, but the outer one can't touch the stalks that you didn't cut yet. So is that good enough? So yishtayim apinimis yicholi katzer ma'akama. V'hachitzoni yicholi katzer apinimis. V'ein hachitzoni yichola lihi katzer ma'akama. But the far outer one cannot be cut with what's standing. That's okay. Hapinimis nitzoles umatzeles. The inner, the middle guy, the middle stalk is good enough. It could be saved with the kama, and it could save with the outer one. It's all called, again, what's the yisod, as we'll learn? That's not called a return. Lo sashuv lekachto. As long as it's still connected to what you didn't cut yet, so then there is no iser to go back, and it is not called, shechacha. Good. Rebbe Oshaya, Romes Hayisi. I was once trampling. Romes Hayisi Zesim im Reb Chiya Agadol. I was once trampling grape with olives, with the great Reb Chiya. V'amar li, and he told me, right, when they were working, they were learning Torah. So, and he told me, Kol Zayis Shani At Yachol Lifshot Yadcha V'litzlo Eino Shechacha. If you're on an olive tree, and you forgot some olives on the previous tree, right, that's also going to be Shechacha. If you could still reach back and get those olives, you're okay. It's not Shechacha yet. If you could reach back and get them, Balitzlo, Eino Shechacha. Even though you've already turned your back on the tree, on the previous tree, doesn't matter. If you could turn around and take those olives with your hand, Eino Shechacha. Rabbi Yochanan, no. Mikivan Shavar Olav Shechacha, or Eizah Shechacha. Right? If you turn your back on the previous tree, then it is going to be Shechacha. So Machlokes, between Rav Hoshia, between Rav Chiya Hagadol and and Rabbi Yochanan. Just a ha'ara, maybe we'll just make this ha'ara. The Rabbi Yosef Engel here, the Gilyoni Ashas, also showing the, we mentioned the goblets before of Shlomo Zalman having all the Rambams on his fingertips. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, oh, this is interesting, right? If you could lean back, Rabbi Chiya says, if you could lean back, since when is that a shear? You don't have a certain measurement, you go by, if you could grab it. If you could grab it. So he quotes 10 different places in Shas where we have this concept of, oh, if you could grab it, if you could grab it. Like just as an example, he quotes, there's a Mishnah in Shvius. I'm sorry, I'll read the one in Taurus. Hamaniach Hamaris B'doch Beso, you left somebody who's not trustworthy in Tumah V'Tahara in your house. Air, and he was awake. Umitso Air. Yashin Umitso Yashin. Air Umitso Yashin. Habayistar. Right, Yashim so Er Habayis Tame, Divrei Meir. V'Cham Omrim. Basically, if you have somebody in your house, you're not sure if he touched things that he wasn't supposed to touch, and he's Tame, you have to be choshesh that all your stuff is Tame. The Chabim say, Ein Tame Ela Ad Makom Shehu Yachol Lifshot Es Yado V'Liga. You know, it depends how far he could have touched with his hand. Yeah, same type of lashon. Same type of lashon as you have here. And Rabbi Yosef Engel here says in the Gilyoni Ashas on Yerushalmi, he says, look at this lashon in Shvius Gimel Vav and Taurus Zion Beis, Yerushalmi and Gittin and Yerushalmi and Avodah Zarah and Yerushalmi and Erevin. Unbelievable. He quotes all of these examples where it goes by how far your hand can stretch. Again, each one of them has its own reason and context. There, it's about, you know, logically how far do you have to be choshesh that he touched, and here it's about is it called a return to the shichicha or not. But either way, he puts it all together. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here and we'll comment on this machlokes, Be'ez Hashem, next time as we continue here in the fifth parak of Maseches Peah.